Why the little fat? Wow!
Okay, we're in business. I'm so sorry about the confusion. It seems that the studio that we usually go to, Studio A, is broken down. There's some sort of problem with the automation. I played an absolutely fantastic song to start off, which nobody seems to have heard, which is a massive disappointment. I also did a funny bit, so that sucks. I guess we're just going to keep all that in the tuck. And now I get to play this awesome song again for you guys, and I get to hear it twice, and you get to hear it once. This is Sever the Blight by Hemlock Springs. Hi, guys. It's David Bactivera, 91.4 PCH. Technical difficulties, but we're moving. Okay. Hold up. So charming, charming, he'll find a replacement for me. He wondered what I liked. I see the flowers in his hands, bluebells and dahlias tied with the white ribbon. They are my favorite. I hear the sighing. Okay, that was Sever the Blight by Hemlock Springs, which I just got the awesome opportunity to hear twice. And again, I suppose I'm going to reintroduce myself. This is 91.5 WMFO. I am David McNamara, doing what would usually be a duo show with me and Mason. The last thing he told me is that he was going down to Las Vegas to get married at the A24 Chapel. That's why I'm filling in for him. If I were Mason's parents, I would definitely be checking in on him at this point. But aside from that, we have a fantastic lineup for you guys. It's just my taste. So everything good you've heard in the last PCH shows and nothing ridiculous. We've got some great stuff lined up. We're going to keep on the synth pop wave because I'm feeling synth poppy. We're having an 80s winter. It's warming up. It's March. We're locked back in. And when I think of spring, I mean Mercurial World by Magdalena Bay enters those conversations, and why not just rip it with the self-titled, right? I mean, Mercurial World by Magdalena Bay. This is the album-titled track right here coming at you. This is 91.5.
Hold me down to the earth when the storms rise in front of us.
You're as sure as the stars on top of us, 'cause it's the way that you lie. Steady and sound when it feels so crazy, the way that you lie. How could I doubt the obvious? We're spinning around so that it rained down. Living in love, we're curious. Wash away all the fallen dust. Worried I'll make you worse, but you're teaching me how to trust in us. 'Cause it's the way that we are. Steady and strong when it's all so crazy, the way that we are. So how could I doubt the obvious? We're spinning around so that it rained down. Living in love, we're curious world. You'll be home found, always holding me down. Living in love, we're curious.
What a song, guys. The part where the beat drops out and that's the hook, unbelievable. That album's so incredible. I know Mason loves to talk about the follow-up to Mercurial World, Imaginal Disc, and I think that album's fantastic too, but I think more people need to be paying attention to that previous one. Anyway, yeah, we're going to keep the vibe going. This one is a genre diversion for this band. Who is one of my favorite bands of all time. They sort of adapt the synth pop thing to what they're doing. And I really like it because it forces the lead singer, who's like my favorite vocalist of all time, Julian Casablancas, to actually do the high falsetto thing, which he seems so afraid to do. And every time he does it, it works fantastically. And you'll see a perfect example of it working fantastically on this next song. This is from the incredibly underrated Come Down Machine, One Way Trigger.
Oh,
Big shout out to YouTube comment sections, always bringing crazy, insightful opinions. Fact that I learned from the YouTube comment section on this song is that they actually turned the bass up louder at the end to give it like a darker aspect and sort of reframe the lyrics in that way at the end. And I always think it's really cool when you use music to reframe lyrics. Anyway, whatever, man. We're going to change up the vibe a little bit just because I'm trying to put people on. We've played a couple of pretty popular tracks. I always try to mix in selling out a little bit with being overly pretentious and underground. So here's a song that literally has not come out yet.
Watching you drown.
man. That is like, okay, so first of all, I should say that that is I Will Let You Down. That's a pretty high quality vinyl rip from Live at Third Man Records, which is a live album they just did that is really fantastic. That's the highlight for sure. It's the more Cameron Winter gets into Nina Simone, the more that I get into Cameron Winter. That bag is where he's at his best for me. It's just this like desperate, despondent, bluesy thing. Speaking of desperate and bluesy, but a little less despondent, a little more upbeat, one of the great hits, and now has sort of been buried by the fact that they're now a big band, but one of the sort of the breakout early hits of Fontaine's D.C., which is one of the coolest bands ever, was from their first album, Doggerel, and it's called Boys in a Better Land, and it's super cool. Take a listen.
When the room is spinning and the words aren't sticking, and the radio's on a better runaway model with a face like sin and a heart like a James Joyce novel, saying sister, sister, how I missed you, missed you. Let's go wrist to wrist and take the skin off of a blister. If you're a rock star, porn star, superstar, doesn't matter what you are, get yourself a good car, get out of here. Well, put the boys in the better land. You're always talking about the boys in the better land. The boys in the better land. Put the boys in the better land. You're always talking about the boys in the better land. The boys in the better land. Driver's got names to fill two double barrels. He spits out, grits out, only smokes carols. And he's refreshing the world in mind, body and spirit. Mind, body and spirit. You better hear it and fear it. Ah, that's the spirit. Saying sister, sister, how I missed you, missed you. Let's go wrist to wrist and take the skin off of a blister. If you're a rock star, porn star, superstar, doesn't matter what you are, get yourself a good car, get out of here. Yeah. Put the boys in the better land. You're always talking about the boys in the better land. The boys in the better land. But the boys in the better land. You're always talking about the boys in the better land. The boys in the better land. Got names to fill two double barrels. He spits out, breathes out, only smokes carols. And he's refreshing the world in mind, body and spirit. Mind, body and spirit. You better hear it and fear it. Ah, that's the spirit. Saying sister, sister, how I missed you, missed you. Let's go wrist to wrist and take the skin off of a blister. If you're a rock star, porn star, superstar, doesn't matter what you are, get yourself a good car, get out of here. Yeah. Put the boys in the better land. You're always talking about the boys in the better land. The boys in the better land.
but the boys in the better land. You're always talking about those boys in the better land. The boys in the better land.
Okay, that was Boys in the Better Land by Fontaine CC. I hope I didn't scare anyone off when I played the unreleased Geese song. It's a little bit abrasive. It's a little bit strange, but I think it's cool. And please return. Please come home, because we have so many more exciting songs for you. This is kind of another weird one, though. I'm going to admit that. This is one of those artists that I'm, like, ride or die for that nobody else seems to be that interested in, but I think she's making really, really cool, interesting music. And give her a chance. This has been a song that is truly happy and has buoyed me through a week that has been funny in so many ways. But yeah, this is the really, really cool British artist. I think she's British. Led by her. And the song is called Wrong. Okay, are we... Hold up. Sorry. Cue issues. All right, we're moving.
Taking off your list, check, check. Nice. I'm flying free, I'm a such a mess. Yeah, yeah, let's do the two. Now I'm on to free, never mean. But I'm off for pain, what about four? At the door, I'm way too keen. I'm on to five, all I do is cry.
Nice.
After all, it's ticking, ticking. Now I'm ready, why? I'm way too intense, I'm late to the rent. I got the boot again, I got the blues again. I'm in my crew again, I'm in my crew again. Let me switch up. Do you really have to go though? I can fix up. Yeah, I never have a phone, no, but I can pick up. All you'd ever really know is where you could flick up. I would stand there and freeze, like it's a stick up. Run around your city with my face down. Back in my British, didn't wanna call me Rage now. Jump online, they're so quick to prejudice. Do they know why? My mum is on benefits.
Nice.
I'm just trying to make good sense of this. Using all five, but now I'm so sensitive. Now the sun is up, now I'm running up. I'm gonna suck it up, make the beat fuck up. Me. It feels like a pound a minute. I say I know I haven't signed, but it's thousands in it. Thousands in it, hundreds of thousands in it. Hundreds of thousands. Wait, where you going? Can you tell me what I'm doing wrong? Let me take a test, one sec. Did I do it wrong? Now I know why.
Hate for this song in my mentions? What are we on about? Whatever. I, you know, they hated Jesus because he played weird British rap on the, I don't know, I haven't read the New Testament, to be honest, so you could tell me anything about what Jesus did and I'd probably believe you. Speaking of good things to do, speaking of being Christ-like, I have a PSA to deliver to you guys. God, we'll flip through. There's so many options. I'll do this one because it's sort of related to everything I've been doing this week. It's been a very IR-heavy week. I've been UN maxing. I've been NGO maxing. I've been nonprofit maxing. I've been internship maxing. And with that in mind, we are going to talk about the worldwide prison population. Yes! The United States has the world's largest, keep it going, guys, documented prison population, both in absolute and proportional terms. Uh-oh. According to the U.S. Department of Justice, more than 2.2 million prisoners are behind bars in the United States, rate of 730 per 100,000 people. China, which is four times more populous than the United States, is a distant second, with 1.5 million people in prison, a rate of 117 per 100,000, while Russia has the second highest rate, 606 per 100,000, for a total of 865,000 prisoners. We got to do better, guys. I mean, really, this is getting ridiculous. 865,000, I mean, I'm not a math guy, but that's surely too many. Numbers to think about. A message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Free my guys. Whatever they did, they didn't do it. Free them. And next up, with those numbers in mind, let's do a song that I'd really like to do a prison break scene to. A lot of the time when I'm listening to music, I'm envisioning a movie in my head. And whenever I listen to this song, I feel like I am, you know, I don't know if you guys have ever seen Andor, but the prison break scene in Andor comes to mind. Shawshank Redemption comes to mind. Just like feeling like a singular individual badass against a looming possibility of repression. Anyway, this song, I'm probably overly mythologizing a very simple song, but this is Do Me a Favor by Arctic Monkeys.
Curiosity becomes a heavy load. Too heavy to
Oh my god. The breakdown at the end of that song is like better than like some I'm sorry, we almost got a spoiler on the next song. As I was saying, the breakdown at the end of that song is better than some people I know. That's a really incredible song, especially that last minute. It takes a while to get there, but it's really fantastic. That whole album is really awesome. Another awesome album, again, sort of pales. I mean, Mason would say it pales in comparison to the next one. But Dijon made an album in 2021 called Absolutely. It remains my favorite R&B album of all time. And there's a lot of sad, sad songs from this album that I could play. But I'm choosing not to. And I think that says a lot about the positive headspace I'm in. This is the hit from this album, which you can just tell that when they were in the studio, they were like, this is going to be the one that goes absolutely crazy. When I heard it for the first time, it was stuck in my head for like a couple weeks at least. It's just a crazy hook game. This is The Dress.
Take a long time to get ready, 'cause you used to make too much out of that kind of stuff. And you turn your head around and it kills, 'cause the dress looks nice on you still, and it always will. I wait a long time just to see you. I'm happy to be catching up. No, we don't have to patch things up, just turn the lights down for the thrill. 'Cause the dress looks nice on you still, and it always was on. We should go out and dance like we used to dance. We should go out in old hands, lovers' old hands, and I can't tell you who's gonna last. Well, maybe that. Okay, I took a long time to get ready to, 'cause I did remember it, and my head got heavy like it tends to do. And I know that it's part of the deal, but the dress looks nice on you still, and it always will. I hated myself for some time for the things that I said, that I put in your head, and I tried and I tried, and I fell. But the dress looks nice on you still, and it always was so. We should go out and dance like we used to dance. We should go out in old hands, lovers' old hands, and I can't tell you who's gonna last. Well, maybe that.
What a song. I mean, the part at the end where the bass line comes in and there's no drums and it's just a bar of him doing the chorus is like crack. I'm sorry. Wait, we need to keep it. It's like really sugary drink. Shout out to my Westpo 2 class. Shout out to Liza Williams. My Calci Bet hit on her saying 50 or more times during last class. So I have to thank her. For all the tasty cafe I'm going to be having next week. Insane parlay that I hit on Calci. Big shout out to Big Liza. Shout out to Spark Notes. Haven't ever done the readings in that class. Liza Williams, if you're listening, I'm so sorry to break the news to you. But I assume it's a practice and a sentiment shared by many other WESPO 2 students. This stuff is dense, guys. Rousseau is dense, Hobbes is dense, and he contradicts himself all the time. Everything about that class is a problem, but it's also kind of lovely. And shout out to everyone in that class. Shout out to all the mock trial people in that class. Shout out to Eli Stettner. Shout out to Sammy. We're going to ball out on this midterm. And if anyone wants to study with me, hit me up. this next song is a collaboration between two really cool, quirked up white guys named Quedeca and Breakance. The song is called A La Carte.
My favorite poem was the one I read to you, for the teleprompter on the tongue of my shoe. My flashback saw a touch more resolute, declaring thumb wars in the pocket of my soul. Take it all down, take me all apart. You can have my tongue, just promise you'll take it a la carte. Take it all, just don't take it all to heart. They got return the lights up, they got. Take it, take me all apart. You can have my tongue, just promise you'll take it a la carte. Take it all, just don't take it all to heart. They got return the lights up. Favorite poems, what I couldn't say to you. A joke that wasn't funny, cause it's true. A flashback saw a touch more resolute. So forgive me for the hesitant salute. Take it all down, take me all apart. You can have my tongue if you take it a la carte. Take it all, just don't take it all to heart. They go and turn the lights out. Inside my head than you. How many times I couldn't count, cause it gets so deep, I go so deep, I'm never pulling out.
Took yourself, yes I got my jaw gate, now I'm a cotton mouth. Why do I feel so unsafe, what am I worried about? Cause I didn't sip in any proof, skip the winter season like it's pay-per-view. It ain't you, I'm just caught up in my own shit, licking wounds. I know it isn't state of the art, but the plate's a la carte. Would you like course two? And what I never knew, could I be inside my head with you? Free town, trying to fuck you right. I know you never great looks, so feel like a fight. But you said if we make love and I start to cry, then I can let it all out, should have rationalized. But goddamn, do I deserve that you can hear me now? It took you so deep and it goes so deep now that I'm hearing down.
My favorite poem was the one I read to you, on the tongue of my shoe. Flashbacks started to touch more resolute. So forgive me, so please forgive me. Oh, take me all apart. Get out my tongue if you take it a la carte. Take it all, just don't take it all to heart.
Introducing to someone to this artist, Quedeca, is very funny because he was a YouTube rapper in the 2010s. I think more people might know him from like doing like FIFA unboxing videos than from his really cool like folktronica career that he's been embarking on since like 2022. He's insanely talented, but having a past like that as an artist is just so funny because you lose all nonchalance, which has been a topic of conversation for me recently, and I'm of the opinion that nonchalance in general needs to die. I think it is brain rot. I think it is the heat death of the universe. And now to an artist that's quite chalant. I'm sorry, I'm stalling because I actually don't know which song I'm going to play next. I have so many options. There's so much excitement in front of me. Okay, yes, here we are. Super chalant artist. People don't really seem to... I'm not going to get into the response this artist has gotten. This album is from 2017. I sort of discovered it through Spotify Discover Weekly, which I don't like to admit because I'd like to believe that I'm like actively crate digging and getting my recommendations from like guys off the street. But I did have AI Slop through Spotify feed this to me. But I think it's really cool. The lyricism's really cool. You'll hear it. I don't need to explain it. This is Sin Triangle by Sydney Gish. I mean, if you overanalyze the lyrics, it has some, like, overly, you know, precious, quirky, zillennial-isms to it that are, like, whatever. But it's such a cute, well-written song. It's so endearing. It's, like, nostalgic. It reminds me, for some reason, of the movie 10 Things I Hate About You, just in terms of, like, the sort of the one layer of irony snark that it has. Here's a song that has zero layers of irony and is just one of the greatest songs of all time. This is Don't Let Me Down by the Beatles. Just had to single-handedly wrangle a majority of my listener base back onto the show because I misapplied some comments about that last song at the wrong time. You know how it is with pretentious music people. This is also a song that everyone can love because it's just perfect. I don't know if you guys have ever seen the movie Before Sunrise. It ends on this song, and it did make me cry. But that was context-based. It doesn't really make me cry anymore. I just think it's beautiful. This is Just in Time by Nina Simone.
Just in time. Time was right. I've lost. The losing dice were tossed. My bridges all were crossed. Nowhere to go. Now you're here, and I know where I'm going. No more doubt or fear. Found my way. Click, 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 click.